This morning, we're going to continue our tour of the National Parks of the South at Congaree in South Carolina. Established in 2003, Congaree is one of the country's newest national parks, yet it boasts the southeastern United States' largest expanse of old-growth bottomland hardwood forest. The park is located about 20 miles from Columbia, South Carolina, along the Congaree and Watery Rivers, which feed the park's floodplains with nutrients and sediments. Over the centuries, this process has helped create Congaree's towering tree canopy and biologically diverse ecosystem. A protected wilderness area, the 26,000-acre park is home to many animals, including deer, bobcats, and feral pigs. Congaree's rivers, creeks, and lakes are also thriving habitats for alligators, snakes, turtles, and a variety of fish. Visitors can take an up-close look at this rich habitat via 25 miles of hiking trails, as well as a number of canoe trails. Congaree typically floods at least 10 times a year, including last October when South Carolina was hit with record-breaking rainfall. So visitors should check the forecast and monitor park alerts. The area's inaccessibility has long been part of its allure. Moonshiners often maintain stills in its nearly impenetrable backcountry, and escaped slaves often sought refuge here. The landscape proved particularly challenging for loggers, who largely suspended operations in the early part of the 20th century. However, a 1969 spike in timber prices caused some to reconsider that decision. Thanks to a grassroots campaign led by the Sierra Club, Congress established the Congaree Swamp National Monument in 1976, and on November 10, 2003, it was designated America's 57th national park. So far as the must-sees at Congaree are concerned, it's all about the trees. Congaree is home to one of the world's tallest temperate deciduous forests, with a canopy reaching higher than 100 feet. That's taller than the Amazon rainforest. It also is home to six national championship trees, including a 176-foot loblolly pine. You can take the 4.4-mile Weston Lake Loop Trail to get an up-close encounter with the giants. And the must-do is paddling. The best way to experience Congaree is on its rivers and creeks. Canoe trips include short excursions along Cedar Creek, as well as multi-day journeys that follow the creek to the Congaree River. The longer trails push into the park's dense western territory, which was never touched by loggers. And now let's head south to the tip of Florida and Dry Tortugas National Park. A remote bird and marine life sanctuary, Dry Tortugas is centered on a chain of seven small islands about 70 nautical miles west of Key West. Spanning some 64,000 acres, most of it open water, the park is accessible only by boat or seaplane. Intrepid visitors are rewarded with unspoiled beauty, abundant wildlife, and the opportunity to explore Fort Jefferson, the largest all-masonry fort in the United States. Guests may also swim, snorkel, and scuba dive in the park's crystal blue waters and along the pristine coral reef. Located along the main shipping channel between the Gulf of Mexico and the Atlantic Ocean, the Dry Tortugas chain has long been heavily traveled. Not surprisingly, it's seen hundreds of shipwrecks. In the mid-1840s, the U.S. Army began construction of Fort Jefferson on Garden Key to protect the vital shipping channel. Although unfinished, the nearly 30-year building process was interrupted by the Civil War and plagued by supply problems. The fort is nonetheless an impressive historical structure. Built with some 16 million bricks, the three-level hexagon-shaped military fortress stands 45 feet high and features 2,000 archways and 8-foot-thick walls. Due to a number of factors, including hurricane damage and the development of cannon that could penetrate the fort's walls, Fort Jefferson was abandoned in 1907. In 1935, President Franklin D. Roosevelt named Fort Jefferson a national monument. The monument's boundaries were then expanded in 1983, and in 1992, it was redesignated Dry Tortugas National Park. Birding is big at Dry Tortugas. Visit during the spring to see thousands of migrating birds during their stopover on the park's islands. The park is also one of the best places in the nation to spy wild conchs, which live among the seagrass bed near shore. Granted, most of us have seen their large shells at souvenir shops, but there are few that have seen them in the wild, and they live in abundance in the seagrass beds around the shore. Another must would be snorkeling and swimming among the easily accessible shipwrecks and coral reefs. Highlights include the expansive Little Africa Reef, which is located off the western shore of Loggerhead Key, and the Windjammer Wreck, an iron-hulled sailing vessel that wrecked on the Loggerhead Reef in the early 1900s. And one more thing I should mention, you should really consider staying overnight camping on the island. With virtually no light pollution in the park, the stargazing is outstanding, among the best in the country. Join me next time as we complete our roundup of the National Parks of the South with visits to two classics, Great Smoky Mountains and Everglades. For WABE and City Lights, I'm Kevin Benefield.